And with those things being said regarding the hitting and the pitching, the league is wondering, will the Astros repeat? It's been 16 years since that great Yankee team, and yes, I said great, that great Yankee team took the field and took multiple titles, a couple in a row, a few in a row. And since then, nobody's been able to repeat. Baseball is such not only a chess match, but things have to go in your direction. So when you're talking about the Astros with your baseball friends, whether they have a high baseball IQ or not, you've got to think about a couple things that were key to the Astros' success last year. Number one, they had breakout seasons by Marwin Gonzalez and Brad Peacock. Okay? They had pitchers step up in the bullpen and do what they did and carry them the most of the season. A lot of the bullpen got a lot of grief towards the end of the season. But for lack of a better term, they are one of the elite bullpens in the major leagues. With that being said, is J.D. Davis set to have a breakout year? Alex Bregman, is he set to have a breakout year? Everybody would say, but Bregman did so good last year, and that's right. But he's got so much more in the tank. And if you followed him with his workouts, he got in shape, he was working on his core, he was talking about Jose Altuve being able to mentor him with his workout, with his diet. And let me tell you, that guy's laser focused. Not only is he laser focused, but these young guys are now veterans. So when they have other young guys come up from the minors, they'll be able to mentor them. And even though we don't have a Carlos Beltran, we still have Justin Verlander. Super veteran on the field. Josh Reddick now is more of a veteran, and he's also won a ring. So behind all this talent and all these different variables, if the Astros can stay free from injury, they can use their pitchers smart, their 10-day DL smart, they can have longevity as a team and be at the top of the heap, and when the time comes, put the pedal to the metal and defeat the other teams that are trying to take the crown away from them, because they are the defending champs.